Welcome back to the 5P's podcast, where we discuss all things purpose, possibility, prayer, productivity, and pressure. I'm your host, Jessica, and I'm elated that you decided to tune in today. I know it's been a while since we've released the podcast, so let's talk about the purpose of the podcast. The primary purpose of the podcast is to help you confidently live your best life while pursuing your God-given purpose. We talk about how to be your best self in all areas of your life with a highlighted focus on career and entrepreneurship. If you're passionate about learning new things, challenging yourself to be better, and overcoming fear, this is the podcast for you. My faith drives how I see the world and how I would experience it. So much like that, many of the thoughts and the things we explore here on the podcast are driven by my faith in God. So come along with us as we explore life and the promises of God. Y'all, I am so excited to be recording a new podcast. It's been a while since we released a new one. Like many of you, life has just been hectic and schedules have changed and we're just navigating all of those changes. So with that, hopefully over the coming weeks, we can kind of just talk about that. Over the next few weeks, we will be talking about pivoting and changing. So in the upcoming conversations, I'm going to be talking with people who've had to go through just that pivoting in life, right? So it could be career, it could be life at home, it could be moving, it could be a number of things, guys. We've all had those turning points in our lives. So we're just going to talk about how to navigate those, what does it look like, and how to become more comfortable when we are faced with opportunities to move to something else. And that's how we're going to talk about it. It's an opportunity to change. It's an opportunity to do something different. So we're embracing those pivots. We know that change is inevitable. So you can't deflect change. You have to embrace it. Whether it be a career change, moving to a new city, driving new innovations, working with your kids and getting them adjusted to school, all of those things require a certain level of tenacity, forethought, and just willpower to move forward and just to make things happen and to be able to enjoy them as they happen. Over the past few weeks, I've been having some very interesting conversations with friends, family, and colleagues about where they're at with these key moments in life. And something that continues to resonate with me after having these conversations is that we're able to come to a consensus that you can't be afraid to step out and explore new things. You never know what's on the other side of it. So you just have to be willing to go through those doors and to understand that on the other side of them is a new realm of possibilities. So let's just talk about what this has looked like for me in the past. Many of you may know, or you may not know, when I first started my side business or entrepreneurship journey, I had this organization called Be Unique. And I was so passionate about it. We were able to do a lot of great things in the community. The purpose of the organization was to be a pillar in the community with a focus on young adults, early career professionals, high school students, college students. So the whole gamut of, you know, young adults, right? Our focus was on bridging the gap with resources and information. So we did that with our pillars being unity, networking, inspiration, and knowledge, right? So covering off on any of those things, we were looking to provide hope to people who may be a little hopeless or just to, you know, need a pat on the back to say, hey, you got this and you're doing a great job, so keep moving forward. So life continued to change for me. So I started the organization while living down south and I ended up moving to the Midwest and things started to change, right? So the goal was still the same, but I saw where there was a growing need for me to just kind of focus on other things and still provide that sense of hope to people, but in a way that aligned with my lifestyle, aligned with, you know, the community in which I was involved with and how I was looking to support others at that time as well. To know me is to know that when I become very passionate about something, it's hard for me to pivot. You know, you become ingrained, it becomes your baby. You you breathe it, especially when you birth something from the ground up, your identity becomes tied to that thing where, you know, you are known to be XYZ. And when you get to the point that you have to step away from something, it can be very hard. Sometimes pivoting feels like failing. And so sometimes when you pivot, right, if you feel like you failed, there is an added level of emotion that goes into making that change. Even as you're making it, you're not necessarily thinking through all of the pros that go into making that change. Back to me and, you know, be unique and pivoting, right? So I saw that the work we were able to do in the community, it did have a lasting impact. And the work that was done was value at that moment. But I just knew it was time. And I think that's usually what pivots are. You just know. You just know. So I went back and forth on how to communicate the changes. And it was one of those things that I didn't want to seem like I had let people down when leaving it, right? Because I wasn't quitting. I was just saying, not now. Let's move on to something else, right? Not this, but something better, something greater, right? The goal was still to provide that sense of hope and that sense of inspiration, but in a different way. So once I got through all of that and I came to terms with this is the right thing, you know, through prayer and just stepping back and slowing down, I knew at that particular point that it was time to move on to something else. As the transition happened, the reception was overwhelmingly positive. People were happy to see the progress that had been made, right? Those who were spotlighted and had involvement with our youth program, with the students, they were happy to see the progress within those students. So everything continued to move forward. The biggest thing for me was that I had to understand that things were going to just continue to move forward. The biggest thing for me was just understanding that life was going to continue even after the pivot, right? There is still more work to be done. So with that, let me just break down the things that were really important to me in that particular pivot. So one, it was knowing when to pivot. The signs were there, y'all. And I just knew, like in my heart of hearts, I knew that it was time for me to move on. And sometimes we miss those signs or we overlook those signs, especially when it comes down to career. Right? Like, you know when it's time. Like, no one has to tell you. You don't have to wait on someone to come and say, hey, you know, this is ended. You know, like, you know when it's not right. The next thing to explore is how to pivot. You always have to have a game plan, and at least you have to establish a thought process on what the next is. At the same time, I caveat that with stepping out on faith and just trusting God. But at the same time, to set yourself up for success, it's good to have an idea on what is next, right? Like, you just can't keep jumping around from thing to thing and not have a good vision of what the future should be or what you hope for it to be. So as you're pursuing God-given purpose, you have to be grounded in what that purpose is. As you're grounded, your steps will be guiding you towards that God-given purpose. So even as you're making changes or you may be moving in what seems like a different direction, ultimately, it will get you to where you're supposed to be heading. It's all interconnected. So knowing how to pivot and understanding that is important. And lastly, you have to know how to bring others along with you for the journey. And I can break this down in so many different ways. When you go into something and you decide to just like jump and move into something else and people don't understand it, they're not always going to be the most supportive. They're going to have questions and those questions may feel uncomfortable, but that shouldn't deter you from moving forward. Just know that that's a part of the process. People are not going to see the vision God has given you. It's not up for them to see it. It's up for you to hold out and move forward. I remember one time having this conversation with a colleague about wanting to change my career focus, right? Like wanting to change from what I was focusing. And at that time, it was like deep in technology, heavy coding type thing. So back end technology. And that colleague was like, why would you do that? Like they could not understand why I would want to move from that. And for me, it was just like, it was a no brainer at that time. Like I had gone through the various stages of rectifying and, you know, coming to terms with a position, you know, where you start out and you're so excited about the position and then you move on to like, I don't know if this is for me. Then you move over to, yeah, this is not going to work out. And then you move back to, well, let me try to work through this because maybe there's some good in it. And then you come to terms with, I've done all that I can do, but it's not the job. It's just not where I'm supposed to be. And I think, you know, we can talk about that later as well. But again, I had shared that with a colleague and she was just like, why would you leave this field? It's so promising. You're making a bad decision. And for me, on paper, it probably did seem like a very bad decision to leave it at that time. But I knew that there was more out there. I knew there was more that I wanted to accomplish. And I knew it was different things that I wanted to accomplish. And I felt like the journey in that particular role with that particular focus, it had run its course, right? You know, you learn what you need to learn and you move on. So I tried to explain what my passions and my you know, what I want, how I wanted to connect it all together. And she couldn't understand it. She couldn't understand it. So, you know, I value her perspective, but ultimately I had to do what God had told me to do. Right. So with that, I just caution you to say, one, as you make these pivots, bring people along for the journey. But if they don't fully understand what you're trying to achieve, be comfortable with that as well. It's not for everyone else to see the dream or the vision before you actually realize it. So pick your battles. With that, I say embrace change. Turning points are a part of life. Life is not this linear course where we're just headed from point A to point B to point C. There will be highs, lows. There will be U-turns. There'll be journeys up hills and mountains, and sometimes you'll be walking through the plains, right? One thing is for certain, change will happen. And most importantly, when God has placed something in your heart for you to do, don't be afraid to step out and do it. It may be a complete pivot from where you're at right now, but just know that if he brought you to it, he'll bring you through it. If you feel like your pivot is moving to a new neighborhood, move. If your pivot is going back to school, do it. If your pivot is moving to a new department, do it. If your pivot is full-time entrepreneurship, just do it. If your pivot is rebranding and refocusing, do it. If your pivot is lifestyle changes, eating healthy or whatever it is for you, right? You know, whatever healthy looks like for you, just do it. Always be willing to grow. Never get comfortable where you're at. Very few things in life will remain the same, but God's promises are always sure. The most important thing is when God tells you to pivot, just pivot. Okay, guys, my goal here was to come on and just release a really quick podcast as a preseason roll before we get started with our upcoming conversations. So I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. There's so much more to come, and I really appreciate you taking out time to listen to the podcast. You have no idea how much that warms my heart. With that, before we get off, let's end our podcast with our church announcements. So, guys, it's been a while since we've run down through our church announcements. So let's just have at it today. So hopefully today we keep our list short. Our first announcement is go out to Instagram and follow the podcast. If you look in the information card, you should be able to click on the link and navigate to Instagram. And if not, you can search for us on Instagram with the number 5. P, the letter P, the letter S, podcast. So that's 5PS podcast. If you're interested in getting more career tips, go over to LinkedIn and search for Promising Presence Curated Connections.
It is a small private group where we share tips and inspiration on how to achieve your career goals. Last but not least, go out to uniquetreats.com and grab your latest Inspire apparel. So that is UNIKTREATS.com. I'm sure there are some things out there that you will love, and you can grab something for your entire family. That brings us to the end of today's podcast. Again, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to follow us, subscribe to the podcast, and to also share out the podcast. We want to hear from you. You don't want to miss out on these upcoming conversations. They're going to be great. Alrighty, guys. With that, I hope you have a fabulous day. Until next time, take care.